The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, checking on the weather for us, it's Professor Dan Maggio.
Clear sailing for the next half hour.
That is the most positive thing you could say, huh, Dan?
Yes.
Crying. Sailing, okay? Not in our neck of the woods, please.
I think people are used to looking for the colors on those radar maps now. And so when I told Dan that I was seeing some hot pink and some purple, he got a little bit concerned.
Yes.
Can't blame you. Cannot blame you at all.
I didn't bring my boots with me today.
Yeah, exactly. Professor Dave Chow, everything dried out by now?
Yes, for the most part.
For the most part.
We just had our furnace installed yesterday,
oh.
So.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
Congratulations. It's a furnace.
Yeah. We've got a furnace now, just in time for the heat.
So, yeah, that's true.
Take it when you get it.
Washer and dryer, hopefully, in the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
Wow. How have you been doing?
Laundromat.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. You know, it cost me $4 to wash the clothes and about another $5 to play the pinball machine.
So, which one do you go to?
Clausen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't even go to the one in Berkeley?
No.
There's one in Berkeley?
Yeah, right next to the library.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I go to the one up at Clausen.
That's so funny. You go all the way to Clausen.
Well, there's also Noble Fish right around the corner. I can at least go grab a bite to eat, and they've also got a pinball machine.
That's true. Well, clearly we know what your priorities are.
Absolutely.
We definitely know your priorities. Professor Jim Tubbs, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
We are very glad to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened in these first few days of the term here? We're 2 weeks into a 16-week term.
Oh, good Lord. I would have a hard time pinning that down to a single thing.
Do you have one of those, like, 3.5-hour and all-in-one shot, like, ethics?
2.5-hour, yes.
2.5-hour.
I have three classes like that.
I don't know how you
like
do it. I don't know how you do it.
Well, the good side is it gives you time to discuss things, but yeah. The bad side is you get kind of worn out.
Just a little. You don't have like two on the same day or anything?
No, no.
Okay.
Oh.
3 days running.
Unbelievable.
So do you like God pipe in lithium to keep everyone happy or what? I mean, how do you?
No.
You should.
Get them to get up and move around every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. To my right immediately is Professor Diane Manica. How are you, Diane?
I'm wonderful. Great to be here.
I was going to ask you how classes were going.
Not even going to bring it up.
Okie dokie.
Even though I just did. Is it your birthday today, Diane?
No. Okay. But I am celebrating someone's birthday with this wonderful cup.
I heard someone was born today.
Yes. I'm sure there was someone today.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, birthdays if you want, and if you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or the hashtag AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, and you can also find us on Facebook. We're going to finish up just a couple questions from our illustrious colleague who couldn't be with us today, Professor Jason Roach, originally of upstate New York, but now from Detroit, Michigan. And we had some very interesting interstate-related things. He said there was going to be no rhyme or reason, but it seemed pretty interstate-y the last time we were doing these questions. Speaking of I-95, Jason says, what famous attraction is located in Hamer, South Carolina, just south of the North Carolina state line?
Oh, south of the border.
South
Pedro's
of the
south of the
so
border.
So what is it, Jim? I don't understand.
It's this huge sombrero with a tower beside it. It's a great place to stop to buy fireworks because they're legal in South Carolina. More legal. And they have a restaurant and all kinds of stuff. But the thing is, they put signs probably 200 miles away. You know, 200 miles to Pedro's south of the border. And then as you get closer, everybody thinks some big thing is coming up. Well, the only big thing is this tower that you can walk up and look out over the interstate, which is out in the middle of nowhere.
How interesting. Very,
so
very
do they
cool.
Charge for this? Is this for free?
I think so. Oh, you might walk up in the tower for free, but they charge for everything else.
They have good food?
I don't know, but I would not say because I haven't eaten there since I was like 8.
Well, what's interesting?
You haven't recovered, in other words. Okay, gotcha.
What's interesting is that the way I remember this is that Gene Shepard talked about it all the time. That's where he went to buy his fireworks.
Oh, really? Well, yes. It's a great place to buy fireworks.
That
yes.
sounds pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And just to finish up the set, you might even see this sort of coming down the interstate, if you will. What's another major tourist stop in South Dakota this time that's also made famous by ubiquitous billboard advertising?
Wall Drugs.
Wall Drugs, okay. Yes. Yep. That is a very well glass known of water. Piece of Americana for sure.
Yeah.
What is Waldrug?
It's a huge
it's a
store.
Huge, like everything in it.
Kind oh, of Waldrug.
In the middle of
yeah,
nowhere.
Waldrug. Oh, Waldrug, yeah.
Yep. Oh, but as a matter of fact, the bumper stickers say, what is Waldrug? Where is Waldrug? Like, that's their advertising.
And they're
campaign.
Famous for their cold water.
Yeah, famous for our ice cold water. That's right.
Is that complimentary or do you have to buy it?
No, it's free. You got a little glass.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it all it's cracked up to?
No.
You know, in Bath, England, you can drink the mineral water.
Drink the bath water.
Out of the,
for free.
It doesn't taste too good. Yeah.
Oh,
is it salt?
It's supposed to be good for you. It's probably got a lot of Epsom salts in it.
Oh, well. Clear you out.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, profs.
Hi.
Hello.
I first discovered Ask the Professor in the late 70s. I was in middle school.
Ooh.
I loved the show so much, I would often record episodes of my portable cassette recorder and listen to them repeatedly.
Oh, we like to call those as classics.
My late father was a professor of creative writing at another local school, and as such, his circle of friends was mostly other writers and profs. So imagine my delight when I discovered that my father's larger circle of friends included one Professor George Pickering.
Oh, George.
A couple of times I met him, I hovered like a starstruck teenage fan that I was.
Groovy.
Mr. Pickering was very gracious, especially considering how annoying I was likely being, and encouraged me to send in some questions. I said I would, but alas, teenage shyness caused me to procrastinate, and I never sent in the questions.
George was good at dealing with annoying anyway.
Now that I've rediscovered Ask the Prof in podcast form, I've been listening for about a year, and I'd say it's high time I made good on that original promise.
Good. Hey.
Given that it's been something like 30 years, I've chosen procrastination as my topic.
How perfect.
I have 10 questions on that topic, and since you are professors, I'll let you decide what constitutes a passing grade. Oh, yes, we will. Thanks for the years of fun, entertainment, and education. All the best, Nat Pike of Livonia, Michigan.
Oh.
So nice of you to send these questions in, Nat. We love hearing stories like that. That is so cool. General questions about procrastination.
I'll get to it later.
Oh, my gosh. The Channel Tunnel, also known as the Chunnel, linking the United Kingdom and France, opened 6 May 1994. In what year was the tunnel first proposed?
75.
The 1800s.
It was 1802.
No.
It was the first time they said they were going to make that tunnel. Ooh. Now that is the king.
The top soil was a little gritty, okay?
We had to blow up the White Cliffs
of Dover. Their shovels got tired.
Oh, my word.
I'm
I can't do the math,
man.
That is over
100,
almost 200 years,
almost 200 years
of procrastination.
Well, when you think about the technology that was necessary to do that, it's pretty
one
good
two.
Reason why.
One
and a few wars that emerged.
Yeah.
Oh, those through. Things. Oh.
Yes. This opera by Wolfgang Mozart was originally meant to debut in Prague on 16 of October 1787. It was postponed until another performance on October 29th of the same year. Mozart didn't complete the score until the night before it debuted. Some accounts even claim he finished the overture the morning of the show.
Wow.
What was it? Very famous piece.
The only one I know is
music.
Is it the Fledermaus?
Nope.
Così fan tutte?
No.
Come on, Jim. Pull it out.
No, Edwin will be disappointed.
Jim knows his music.
The one that has the mechanical horse in it.
Oh, wow.
The mechanical
Trojan
horse.
I need to go to more opera.
The mechanical.
Why can't I think of the name of it?
Come on, Jim. Work it out. Work it out, man.
Famous. I believe he was a famous lover, right?
Oh, Don Juan.
Yeah, it's Don Giovanni is what it is.
Don Giovanni.
Yep.
Yes.
So, yeah, way to go with finishing
that's
it.
Not the one with that's not the one with the wooden horse.
Not the one with the mechanical horse.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Who said the following, quote, I love deadlines. I love the whooshing noise they make as they pass me by. Very famous British science fiction comedy writer.
Oh.
I read this person extensively when I was in grade school. He died just a little bit before his time.
Science fiction comedy?
Science fiction comedy. Anybody ever read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh,
wow. Well, then you're not going to get this. Douglas Adams is his name.
Thank
you. Yep. Very, very dry. Wonderful, wonderful books. I've read them so many times.
How did he die?
You know, he just was like...
death.
Early 50s in Cancer.
Thank you. Just thank you.
Had a lot more stuff to give. You probably know Adams better by the very famous quote that's circulated around the internet for many, many years, where he says, how does it go? There's three stages of life. The stage of life where you wish technology was better, the stage of life where you find it unbelievably satisfying and it makes your life wonderful, and then the part where it scares you half to death.
Yeah.
It's like those are the three parts of your life cycle in the modern day. Quote, anyone can do any amount of work, providing it isn't the work he's supposed to be doing at that moment. This was lifted from structuredprocrastination.com. How interesting.
I thought it was from the Council
of Chairs
meeting.
I wish I knew. The initials are RB. I wish I knew something else the person had done. It's from 1949. I believe it's a writer, but I don't know specifically.
I was going to say Ray Bradbury, RB, but RB?
No, it wasn't.
Roger, Ronald,
let's
Rick.
See. Yes, you haven't hit it yet. So if Rath someone was nicknamed Bob, they would be
Robert.
Robert
and
Burns.
I'm trying to think. What was the last name of the guy that wrote Jaws?
Benchley.
Yeah, so it's the same.
Oh,
yep.
Robert Benchley.
Robert
Benchley. Oh, he was a famous literary critic and essayist.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, there you go. From 1949, it says. Let's see, quotes. Only put off until tomorrow what you're willing to die, having left undone. That definitely sounds like this person.
Mark Twain?
Very, very famous artist with the initials P.P.
Pablo Picasso?
Yes. Absolutely. He twirls his mustache.
In some people's point of view, he did a little bit too much before he
died. Slow it down, buddy. Slow it down.
Possibly. Yes, that is true. Another quote. You can't just turn on creativity like a faucet. You have to be in the right mood. What mood is that? Well, last minute panic, of course.
Sounds like my philosophy, but I know it is.
Like
yeah.
Me.
That's every student.
Yeah. I was going to say.
That was good. I'm sorry, but that was really, really
and
good.
And accurate.
No, this would be initials BW, and his first name
Barbara
is actually
Walters.
A nickname.
Barry
it's not
White.
Barbara Walters. It's not Barry White.
Darn.
His first name is a nickname, so not proper name, and caused quite a stir a number of months ago for coming out of many, many years of hiding and illustrating a comic strip.
Oh, Bill Watterson.
Is Bill Watterson, creator of...
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes, that's right.
Oh.
Yep, last minute panic.
Was he in hiding, or...
No, he finished his strip and went into hiding. Yeah, I mean, he's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
My mother always told me I wouldn't amount to anything because I procrastinate. I said, just you wait. What a great quote.
Joan Rivers.
That would be really apropos. That would be really apropos. But... I would say that this person, a female comedian we probably haven't heard from in a long time, couldn't do what they do in the modern time if it hadn't been for Joan Rivers blazing the trail before her.
Sarah Silverman?
Nope, it's initials JT. I believe she's very well known.
Judy Tenuta.
Yeah, for playing the accordion during her shows. Whatever happened to Judy Tenuta?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her in years.
She's in hiding.
Yes, she's in hiding, yes.
She's drawing Calvin and Hobbes.
She's learning a new instrument.
Another quote. The scholar's greatest weakness, calling procrastination research.
Ooh, that's me.
That's really great. A very prolific novelist with the initials SK.
Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Uh-huh. He's not a procrastinator, that's for sure. He just turns them out right and left.
Lord. He's the king of throwing darts at the dartboard, isn't he?
Wow.
Another quote, procrastination isn't the problem, it's the solution. So procrastinate now. Don't put it off. A talk show host in the modern era. She is still on TV in the afternoon.
Not Oprah.
Not Oprah, but...
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yes, very well done. That's a great line. Another great line. Last one. Thank you very, very much, Annette, for these questions. These were really great. And feel free to send us 100,000 more. Quote. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. That sounds a lot like the kind of quote this person would give us at any given moment.
Will Rogers.
Will Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. What a great set of questions. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Those were good.
Keep those coming.
Matt, don't wait so long to send the next one.
Another 30 more years.
We'll take a little break, though, and wait just a little while longer.
A Insights and Ask the Professor. Flashback,
1968.
I'm the man with all of the questions and most of the answers, Bill Raby. On my right is History Professor Frederick H. Hayes.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Fred. Normally on my left is Russell McLaughlin, but he's in Spain looking after some stock that the University of Detroit owns. And this leaves our guest middleman, Lawrence Kanjar, who is dean of the College of Engineering.
All along.
No, what you're doing is replacing three people. The questions you had on the program are submitted by listeners. If you stump the experts, you will receive a subscription to a national magazine, The Atlantic, Harper's, or American. We have some amplification here. First of all, from Hanaban, Louisiana, Mrs. Elizabeth R. Beale. I heard a program last Saturday morning on WWL Radio that I understand was taped by the University of Detroit. You understand correctly. The question asked was, who named the flag Old Glory? Well, I know that William Driver called the flag Old Glory. William Driver was the master of the brig Charles Daggett. He raised the flag on his ship August the 10th, 1831, saying, I name thee Old Glory. Have you heard that story before, friend?
No, I haven't.
Well, it must be true. It's
an interesting question. Now, how does everybody else find out? How does something like this come into general usage?
All of the members of his crew blabbed as soon as they hit ashore, you know.
Hey, did you hear what the old man did? What a dumb thing.
Good PR man on the ship.
Yeah.
And we are back, moving on to more fantastic questions sent to us by our serial panelist, Professor Jason Roach from Detroit, Michigan. He's got 18 more questions with a largely musical theme, though some are from other topics.
Tell him to come to the panel more.
Yeah, really.
It's
yeah.
easier if he just shows up, seriously.
But he's not fighting off mice.
Yeah, or other vermin.
Yeah. Does anybody know the name of the hip-hop artist who has a tattoo of an ice cream cone on his cheek?
Vanilla Ice.
That was great!
Just in case he forgot who he was.
No, his name is Gucci Mane. He says, ask your students.
Oh, yeah, I would have to ask my students.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
What was John Wayne's only spoken line in the 1965 epic, The Greatest Story Ever Told? I believe he played the role of Longinus. That should help you.
Oh.
None shall pass. No,
I don't know. All shall pass.
We're definitely not talking Lord of the Rings.
I have no idea.
Now, Longinus was the Roman centurion who apparently converted upon seeing Christ pass.
Truly, this was the Son of God?
Truly, this man was the Son of God. Okay. That's his only line. Now, that's a cameo right
Truly,
there.
Truly, this
one. Wow.
Oh, I was hoping someone would do it.
And did he do that Nathan Lane walk, too?
Yeah.
Up to the cross.
At
least he wasn't Howdy Pilgrim.
The busiest factory in Metro Detroit on weekends and in the evening is?
Batter Maid. No?
Busiest. Nope. It must be a bakery.
You're in the wheelhouse.
Is it the Chip Place in Ferndale?
Nope.
Garden Fresh?
Right. Nope.
Fago?
Nope. It's also a restaurant.
Bakery.
Oh.
It's a
restaurant. It's in Metro Detroit?
A Metro Detroit factory that's busy on weekends and in the evening.
Popcorn factory.
No, but you're getting close.
Do they make hot dogs? Do they make buns?
They make some really, Kowalski? Really good desserts from what I hear.
Not the Hostess is long gone.
It's Rains. In Novi.
Guernsey.
That's a cheesecake factory.
Lines are often more than 2 hours long at this factory.
You're not talking about the Cheesecake Factory.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, come on. Yeah, seriously. That was horrible when they opened.
You got it right,
Dan. Line
Dan.
For 3 hours.
Why would you, when you have all of these wonderful local, right. why would you go there?
I don't know.
Why would you stand in line for 2 hours?
I'm not going to. I won't go there.
I'm sorry.
It
better be the best cheesecake I've ever had.
It better put years back on my life.
They have a full menu. I've been to one in another state.
I've been to one in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been to the one in Chicago,
but
too.
Anyway.
Arizona.
But, I mean, 2.5 hours?
No.
That was, when they opened,
they better pay me.
I can't think of a particular foodstuff I would wait 2.5 hours.
Ambrosia.
Yeah. Food of the gods.
Mackinac fudge, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Man. Each of these are brands of the same product. Moomba, Four Winds, Bayliner, Glastron.
Boats.
Motorboats.
Motorboats.
Which of the following counties from Michigan are also county names in New York State? Livingston, Genesee, Wayne, Clinton, Monroe, Otsego.
Genesee, yes. Clinton, are...
Genesee and Clinton are.
Yeah, and what were the others?
Livingston, Wayne, Monroe, Otsego.
I think Otsego is too.
Mm-hmm, it is.
I don't know. Is Wayne a county?
Wayne definitely is.
Okay.
They all are?
They all are. That is correct. Okay. All of these are counties in both. Due to some very interesting migration that took place, almost.
Or they were just too darn lazy.
Mid-Civil War, right after the Civil War, is when the New Yorkers came to Michigan. Which of the following Michigan municipalities share the same name as a municipality in New York? Utica, Rochester, Auburn, Farmington, Canton, Clinton.
All of them.
Yes.
Correct. All of them. Correct. Absolutely.
We're getting good on that.
We're not really creative after all is said and done.
Well, those were a little bit more obvious than the counties.
Okay. In Jay-Z's 2004 hit, 99 Problems, what was the official reason given by the police officer for pulling Jay-Z over?
Because he could?
Nope.
Tail light out.
Nope.
He had 99 bottles of beer on the way.
It has to do with numbers.
He was going 99 miles an hour?
I'm going to give it to 65. You. He was going 55 and a 54.
Oh. Wow.
Hence, political statement.
Mm-hmm.
99 Problems. Cannot say the next line from the song. What song from late 1972, early 1973 contains the lyrics, "Alligator lizards in the air"?
Oh.
This is not a Christmas.
No, it's not a Christmas.
Yeah. I can tell you who performed it if you think that will help. It was done by America.
Yeah.
Mm. Name of the song horse? Is a road.
Oh, no. She was going to say, well, a horse. No. America. Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on.
I can hear
the medley.
I can't think of the name.
I can hear the medley in my head.
The name of the song
Ventura
is
Highway.
Ventura Highway.
Finally. Yes.
Oh, nice. And speaking of lizards, Professor Roach says, what 1983 MTV hit included the lyrics, "I wish I was in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana"?
Mexican radio?
Mexican radio by?
Oh, not Baltimora.
Wall of Voodoo.
Thank you.
It's very interesting, too.
Never heard of it.
It only reached number 58 on the Billboard Hot 100, but was on heavy rotation on MTV, showing that that didn't really affect record sales.
You didn't miss that much, Jim, really. That was okay.
Okay.
The lyrics, "Chicago, New York, and Detroit, it's all on the same street," are from a famous 1970 song that only reached number 64 on the Billboard Hot 100, but was recognized by the Library of Congress in 1997 as a national treasure. What was the song? Chicago, New York, and Detroit. It's all on the same street.
Is it a Billy Joel song?
1970?
No. I've been given a clue to give you guys. Doesn't dawn on anyone? The clue is another lyric from the song. "Lately it occurs to me what a long, strange trip it's been."
Oh, it's a Bob Seger song.
Not Seger. Think San Francisco. Sometimes you guys know this stuff.
San Francisco?
Stuff,
and I'm not so good
tough.
With music.
It's all right.
We need Beth here. Beth.
Yeah Beth
we need
know
Beth.
This. It's Truckin' by the Grateful Dead.
Oh, okay.
The first people to use the phrase long, strange trip, apparently. Another song that mentions New York, Chicago, and Detroit, along with Dallas, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Kansas City, and L.A., hit the Billboard Top 10 in 1985. What was it?
Route 66?
Mm-mm.
No.
1985. Clue, it was featured in the movie Rocky IV.
Eye of the Tiger?
Not Eye of the Tiger.
That was Rocky I. That was the
first Another one. Clue, I Feel Good.
'85. You guys are killing me. I'm thinking John Hughes movies, and I
mispronounce things that I never grew up with, and you guys correct me. And I knew this one just without even going any deeper into the question. So, if you hear somebody sing the line "I feel good," who does that remind you of? As in, I feel.
Yeah, that's what I'm. James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown. So, what was the song James Brown did in Rocky IV?
Living in America.
Living in
America.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yes. We got that. There. It was like pulling out wisdom teeth there.
Yep. By the ankles.
Name the artist with the song whose lyrics begin as follows. Stonehenge, where the demons dwell. Where the banshees live, they do live well. I can't even say it without laughing.
Man, who writes this?
Clue, this group was fictional. A parody heavy metal tap. Band, yes.
Oh, yeah. This
Clue,
is Spinal Tap.
Their amps go to 11.
Yeah,
yeah. Spinal Tap.
My wife has yet to see that movie. I've
Jason
got...
has such interesting taste in music trivia.
Unbelievable. Let's see here. What's the song with the lyrics, "Don't want a nation under the new media," and "Can you hear the sound of hysteria"? This song only hit number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was released in 2004, but was ranked the number 13 single of the decade by the 2000 in the 2000s by Rolling Stone.
Mm. Oh boy,
that actually you're asking means a lot. Nothing to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well let's try this. An album of the same name won Grammy for Best Rock Album in 2005.
Oh, for the love!
It was turned into a Broadway show in 2010.
Oh.
The band that performs it is called Green Day.
Oh.
First line of the song is, "Don't want to be an..."
Yeah.
Hold on.
I can't allow you guys to do this.
I know they did Broadway. The sad part, I remember the album art, I just can't remember the song lyrics.
"Don't want to be an American Idiot."
American Idiot was the name of the show. Yeah.
That's easy for me. Sorry.
"Don't want to be a Canadian."
No, that doesn't sound right. Yeah.
The first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 included the lyrics, "She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart." Oh, what was that song?
I just heard
Helen
that.
4 August, 1958.
Don't tell me it's a Johnny Mantis song.
No.
Oh.
That's my guess. No.
Oh. "So for the very first time, I gave away my heart." Sounds like the impassioned lyrics of one
desperate
see if you can get the
individual.
Song. If I tell you, it was Ricky Nelson.
Oh, Ozzie and Harriet's Little Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I was thinking.
The name of the song was "Poor Little Fool." What's the name of the song?
Okay.
Number one, the first number one song ever on the Billboard Hot 100.
Sounds like the kids applying for financial aid.
What was the 1997 pop hit that was the subject of a lawsuit, that is MCA Records versus Mattel, with lyrics that said, "You can brush my hair and undress me everywhere"? Other lyrics included, "I'm a blonde bimbo girl and a fantasy
Barbie girl
by Aqua." Yeah. Yes. "I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world." The year I graduated from college. How far it has been. Speaking of lawsuits over pop songs... What 1970 smash sparked a lawsuit in 1971 and found a former Beatle had plagiarized another song?
George Harrison, "My Sweet Lord."
Oh, yes. Now, what was he plagiarizing?
"He's So Fine."
Look at that. You guys.
Motown.
By the Chiffons. Yes, exactly. For the record, the legal battle was not finished until the late 1990s.
Wow.
Oh, had he passed?
It doesn't say what the outcome was, but I'm looking that up on Wikipedia the second I get my phone. That is too cool. It's going to come faster than I thought it would. We have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye, Professor Manica.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies at the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.